The 44th SADC summit has been very successful, given that the re-engagement and engagement strategy, which has been championed by the chief diplomat, His Excellency President Edwin Mnangagwa, has redefined Zimbabwe as the paragon and conical tower in terms of international relations, in that the Western has also underlined the importance of an inclusive approach under the leadership of the current chair, His Excellency President Edwin Mnangagwa, in that an inclusive approach to economic development in the region, the SADC industrialization plan, will be accelerated. And the whole of SADC approach will be implemented in order to ensure that we get peace and security, peace and tranquility, and that the region will be in terms of unity. So this has been a very, very successful summit under the leadership currently of the new chair, President Edwin Mnangagwa.
Critics of your government say SADC failed to address the human rights issue, which many organizations made before the meeting started, that SADC did not address the arrest of opposition or critics of the government.
James, we respect human rights in terms of the Constitution and in terms of international law. And you will need to have the historical background related to human rights, the history of human rights in Africa, and the history related to the right to self-determination, the history related to the emancipation and the liberation of African people, that we are our own liberators. We work together as African people, in addition to progressive countries and individuals who contributed so much to the independence and to the freedom that we enjoy in the African continent. And I want you to know and to take note fundamentally of the importance related to the institutionalization and to the capacitation and organization in terms of defending human rights that we have done as African people. And if we were to refer to Zimbabwe, that we have constitutional obligation to respect human rights and that we do it for our own good, because our own liberators. We came up with all these legal and organizational and institutional frameworks to ensure that we guarantee the freedoms that we currently enjoy. So I want you to always remember that as a people, we value, we respect, we've put in place legislation to support the freedom of our people, and we respect human rights.